Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the Cheap Heat podcast. And I want to shout out the Will Wonder podcast. You know what I wonder? What amazing takes will be given today on this show? Will I ever get the nod, the invite to be a guest on this show? Will I ever feel like coming on the show if I get that invite? We don't know. But you're checking out the Will Wonder podcast.
What is up, everybody? Episode 101 of the Will Wonder Pod. And I know what you're thinking. Who the hell is this talking? It's me. As you can tell, my voice sounds totally different. I feel good, minus coughing like crazy at night. But yeah, here we are. Voice sounds a lot different than normal. But can't not pod, right? Wanted to give you guys something a little bit early here on Thanksgiving week. So releasing this just a little bit earlier than we usually do. Let's see what's been going on. I know last week, episode 100, I kind of got ahead of myself and didn't talk about the Nas album, KD3, King's Disease 3. So good. I'm assuming at this point everyone's actually heard it. But if you haven't, make sure you check it out and sit with it, because it's very well done. Him and Hit-Boy have a very, very special chemistry. And we will be talking about that album when we do the year-end music review here in a couple of weeks. Hopefully by that time my voice is back to normal. Let's see. Like I said before, recording this on Tuesday, the 22nd, lunchtime. I'm going to put it out right after that. Excited tonight to watch Ben Simmons return to Philly to actually play ball. Boo Birds will be out, but it's going to be a fun time seeing that. I hope he's ready. I hope Philly's ready. It's going to be a good time. I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time. How many times can I say time in an intro under 2 minutes and 30 seconds? Well, quite a bit. But I'm not going to spend too much of it on the intro here. Let's hop into NFL week 11. Some of the things that stuck out to me. Cowboys Vikings games was a whooping 40-3 Cowboys win. So what does that mean? To me, it means the Vikings aren't really a top tier team, despite their really good record. Affecting Cousins with that mean pass rush was just showing all the weaknesses of Minnesota. Also for Dallas, Tony Pollard really, really excelled and has been easily overtaken that number one spot at back for Dallas. But I don't think they're sold for whatever reason. They're still splitting time with Zeke. I think in order for Dallas to go to that next level, they need to accept that Pollard is the guy. And also, I think Dallas only goes as far as Micah Parsons can take them with that pass rush. Now, yeah, they got a lot of other great guys, but he's the one that is focused on. So we'll see what happens there in Dallas. I know Chacon was probably hyped with this win. Didn't really get to talk to him about it, but I'm sure he was very happy. And our guy Steady Rock was very sad. Next up, Lions dismantle the Giants. Lions are on fire, 3 games in a row, but those 3 games were against the Packers, who we all know are struggling. Sorry, Hoop. The Bears, they're the Bears. And then the Giants, who nobody really takes seriously unless you're a Giants fan. Yes, the Giants are 7-3 right now. My prediction for them is that they don't even make the playoffs. Chalk it up, write it down. And for the Lions, I'm happy for them, but I don't think it's anything to write home about just yet. They really need a real quarterback. So we'll see what happens in the offseason this year for the Detroit Lions. Raiders Broncos, I don't even know what the hell to say. Raiders win, both teams are bad. AFC West is bad, minus Kansas City. Chargers they try, man, but they just always find a way to lose. AFC West is a real letdown. Chargers are 5-5, but that guy in Kansas City, Pat Mahomes, is right now in the driver's seat for an MVP, especially with how the Bills have been playing as of late, and Josh Allen. Eagles come from behind to beat the Colts in Indy. Good win for Philly. coming from behind, but not a good win because it's the Colts. What are we talking about? Seems like Philly waited until the fourth quarter to even really realize they were playing in a football game. You can do that against the Colts, but I don't think that's something you want to do against any team that's decent. So Philly right now, 9-1. Shout out to my Commanders for that beautiful blemish on the record. But the NFC will likely still go through Philly, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to play there in a big-time game. Let's be real. I know I bring this up all the time. Shout out to my guy Rob Reynolds, my guy Tom Fitton. But at the end of the day, those assholes threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Can you imagine in a tempered, high-intensity playoff game what they would do to opposing teams? All right, let's get into picks for Week 12. Thanksgiving games, we got three of them as usual. Bills, all of us, Hoop, Chacona, myself, all have the Bills over the Lions. We all have the Dallas Cowboys over the New York Football Giants. And we all have the Vikings over the Patriots. I don't know which one of those games is going to be the best. I almost want to say the Vikings-Pats, strictly for the reason of Kirk Cousins can't perform under the lights. And, you know, the Pats aren't great by any means, but they know how to win games. So I think that could be the best game out of the three. Moving on to Sunday, we all have the Dolphins over the Texans. Chacon and Hoop have the Bengals over the Titans, while I will roll with Derrick Henry and the Titans. Chacon and I have the Broncos over the Panthers, which wasn't an easy choice, while Hoop is rolling with the Panthers. All three of us have the Bears over the Jets. We all have my Commanders over the Falcons. We all have the Bucks over the Browns. All have the Ravens over the Jags. Chacon is rolling with the Raiders over the Seahawks, while Hoop and I are taking the Seahawks. Zero faith in anything Vegas does. So if they're playing a semi-decent team, I'm going to take that team. Hoop and Chacon have the Chargers over the Cardinals. I'm picking the Cardinals on that one. I don't believe in the Chargers either. We all have the Chiefs over the Rams. Chacon has the Packers over the Eagles, which we know why, while Hoop and I both have the Eagles. All three of us agree that the Colts will beat the Steelers on Monday night. What an awful Monday night game. But I'm assuming by Monday, a lot of people will be footballed out, just sitting on their couches, tired of, you know, after eating all that turkey, naps in between games and such. So maybe you got something to do Monday night, and you don't have to watch football. So there you go. All right, coming up, I brought one of the earliest Will Wonder Pod family members back. Sebastian joins me to discuss NBA, and we have two drafts. We do a WWE Survivor Series draft because Survivor Series is this weekend for WWE, a tradition like no other. And then we also redraft from last year, Thanksgiving dinner. So make sure you stay tuned for that. All of that right after a word from my guy, Dre Rocca.
Hey, so I don't got a lot of time. I'm being held hostage right now. I'm listening to other podcasts. I know I had to sneak away to listen to this one right here. This is really my favorite podcast. But hey, look, if you ever are in need of any other entertainment, look for me. My name is Dre Rocca. You can follow me at Dre Rocca. That's D-R-E-R-A. I gotta hurry up. Drerawka. Allrock.com. Check me out. I do a podcast too. It's called Unrestricted. We do a lot of fun stuff. Stop.
Listen, laugh, love. The Unrestricted Podcast with Dre Rocca. Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, literally anywhere you consume podcast, except SoundCloud because that's repugnant. Oh, and drop a 5-star review and receive 10 years good luck. Fail to do so and your genitals will fall off.
All right, it is that time of year where we get back together with family that we haven't seen in a little while, so I figured who better than one of the originals, one of the OGs of the Will Wonder Pod, the original correspondent himself, Seba. Seba, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm back on the show, so
there we go.
Couldn't be any better, man. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah.
I know a couple things we're going to speak about today, and I'm pretty excited. But when you said we're bringing someone back, for some reason, something came into my mind. I was thinking Eric Bischoff when he came back to WWE Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you don't know. We're recording out. Bischoff might pop into the Zoom. I don't know.
You never know.
We'll see. Or maybe Shane O'Mac. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe some surprises. Maybe not. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
There you go. How are you doing?
You know, as everyone can hear, I mean, last week we put out the 100th episode and I was starting to feel sick while I was recording. And it's no good. You know, I feel great, if I'm going to be honest, but my voice sounds awful and I still have a bit of a cough. But you know what? The grind don't stop. Luckily, I mean, yesterday I didn't even really have a voice. So I should be thankful. And I got a little bit, you know, it's like a little bit of a bass, maybe a little bit. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know what it sounds. I'll hear
it. It sounds like a little bit of a bass, which by the way,
there you go.
I didn't even reach out to say congrats on 100, man. You know?
Yeah, thank you.
I've been so busy, but dang, I'm on 101. I know.
I'm excited. Thanksgiving special. You know what I mean? Well, let's get into it. Thank you for bringing, you know, some side dishes. We'll get into some stuff with Thanksgiving dinner a little bit later. But you know, it's been a minute. We haven't talked to you this NBA season.
No, not yet.
And if there's anything that our fans, fans of the pod or people that know you know, you're a huge LeBron guy. You're a huge New York Knicks guy. And, you know, LeBron himself is having an impeccable season.
As always.
The guys around him. Not so much. We got the Lakers right now, second to last in the West. They're 5-10. I mean, LeBron, let's talk about his numbers. Let's see. Let me just pull these up real quick. LeBron James out here just causing havoc. 24.9 points per game, 8.8 rebounds, 6.9 assists at the age of 37.
And you're 20. That's insane.
Yeah, he turns 38 on my birthday. We share a birthday. So, you know, I mean, it's always nice, like on Twitter, when people mention him and me. It's nice for him. You know what I mean? It's cool for him. But anyways, how are you feeling about LeBron, man? Obviously, he can't keep this up forever.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Are you wanting him to ride it out with the Lakers? Do you want them to move Davis or Westbrook, or do you want LeBron to move on?
That one's so tough because I like the whole LeBron being a Laker, you know, like star player, star franchise.
Yeah.
Like I said, how long can this actually go on? You know, we've been saying it for years, LeBron, this level of play. No one, if anyone's ever played close to 20 years, you know, they're not at this level of play, but really, like you said it, how much longer can he do this for? So me personally, I go back and forth to, you know what, LeBron, let's just get out of there. Let's get on a better team.
Ooh.
But like I said, I would love him to stay, but you're right. So what do you do? Okay. You trade Westbrook. We already know that this year that's pretty tough. Like what you're going to trade over the future. From the LeBron's point of view, I would do it. Like, obviously, like, hey, man, who cares about these picks in 27, 28, 29, whatever they are.
Yeah.
But if you're the Lakers, you trade Russell Westbrook, those picks, you get a couple guys, and most likely you're not winning a championship.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be realistic. Anything can happen with LeBron, though. But chances are you won't. But I think you kind of got to wait it out right now. See what happens over the summer. Obviously, Westbrook's money comes off the books.
Right.
AD, I feel like he's been kind of playing, but the thing with him, he's like inconsistent to me.
Right.
So if he can keep this trajectory, good. But if not, let's start moving pieces, get Bron some real help. Cause I'm saying, even if he's not going to be the best player on his team, which I feel like he is right now, who can't use a guy that averages what he does. Plus, you know, the mind that he has. It's kind of frustrating though, to see Bron, you know, year 20 with these career numbers as far as like somebody in this 20th season and most likely not being able to compete for a championship. So,
yeah. Yeah. You look at this team and like, obviously, you know, everyone knows Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, but your third leading guy in minutes is Lonnie Walker.
Yep.
Oof. That's tough. Third leading scorer as well. And it's like, no disrespect to Lonnie Walker, but I don't think there's ever been an NBA GM that was like, yeah, I think if Lonnie's our third.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, we're in the conversation. Yeah, that's tough.
I'll tell you, I miss Kuz right now on that team. I miss Caruso. I miss KCP.
Bro.
I miss McGee. I miss them all.
Think about, obviously, Anthony Davis trade. You know, Anthony Davis, they won a championship. But think about all the young guys that were there when LeBron first came. If those guys were still there and yeah. you don't do the Davis trade, like, and any obviously, of the other trades. Yeah,
it's crazy because I always think about that because it's a good hypothetical where
yeah.
I feel like they had to get traded to basically not have that pressure and, you know, potentially, you know, just flourish.
Grow, yeah.
And who knows if they would have stayed, if they would have, you know, if the pressure's so big, you don't even get that moment. But yeah, if you want to hypothetically think about it, you're talking about Brandon Ingram,
mm-hmm.
Jordan Clarkson, yeah. Randall.
Kuzma,
even Russell, D'Angelo Russell, obviously. Yeah. All-star 1 year, and he's a good serviceful guy in the NBA. That would be Lonzo. That would be a really good team.
That'd be crazy.
It would be a nasty team.
Yeah. But, well, you know, I hope for the sake of you, our boy Rob, they find a way to help LeBron just at least get into the playoffs. You don't want another year, 2 years in a row with no LeBron in the playoffs is pretty insane. But the West is good, man, so it's kind of hard to say.
It is.
They have to make a move. That's my only thought. Like, they have to if they're going to get into the playoffs. But, like, obviously you have the Warriors right outside, but I don't think we're worried about the Warriors in that way.
I'm not. I will say that in a ways, though, I am shocked that they are. Like, I'm not saying, oh, they're not going to make the playoffs. Definitely don't make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to repeat. That's for sure.
Yeah,
At this point. So they have kind of been a little shocked to me on the negative. I have a lot of like shocking teams this year that kind of caught me off guard on a positive note.
Yeah. But
on a negative note, I guess like Golden State, like I know they'll probably get this together, but I didn't see them coming out the gate, you know, being out of what I think they're like the 11th or 12th spot.
Yeah. 11th right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll climb, but you would think it wouldn't have been that. So.
Right. Right. Well, let's. Who are you liking right now in the NBA? Like, I mean, we take a look at your Knicks. They're, you know, 10th.
Hovering around. Yeah, they'll hover back and forth. Like the other day, what they were like at 500, they'll drop. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. Like, honestly, I see it to be a while for them to be competitive, like to actually be someone that's like a contender. So
yeah,
that's just the forever battle, never end. Yeah. I don't know, but teams that I'm liking and actually caught me like by surprise. So I've never been a Jazz fan, and this year I'm kind of feeling the Jazz.
Yeah,
here locally, like it's cool what they've done. I'm feeling Portland. It's interesting that these two teams are actually playing pretty well.
It is. It's weird.
So interesting to me, and even Sacramento. Sacramento
yeah.
is like in the playoff hunt and they're sitting at a good spot. But one of the ones that actually has surprised me, even though they have the talent, but because of everything that's happened, is how well the Boston Celtics are playing with a new coach after everything that's happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're first in the East.
Yeah, first in the entire league right now.
Yeah. And I'm like, which honestly, I think Jason Tatum's that guy.
Yep, me too.
Like, he's straight baller, which I know maybe we weren't going to discuss that, but who do you have like MVP wise so far? Obviously, it's almost we're about to get into like a quarter of the season here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So who are you feeling can actually?
Tatum's right up there.
Definitely.
Tatum, Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I would say right now those are probably the top two.
I would say those are probably the top two.
You can't hate on Embiid, right? But I mean, generally, it's like the top guy from the best team. So right now, Tatum has it. Dallas kind of, I don't know, like the roster that they lose Brunson and bring in Christian Wood, it didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And they're hovering over those spots, like at 8 and 9 all the time. Like
exactly.
So yes.
Yeah. I'd also, I mean, Giannis every year, I think you could give it to Giannis.
Yeah, he's in contention for sure.
But yeah, I think right now it has to be Tatum, and that's not to discredit like anyone like Jaylen Brown on the team. But I mean, Tatum's averaging 30, 7, 4,
Yeah, he's
one. He's
the next level. Yeah, he's a tier above, or I don't know how many tiers, but he's definitely the guy on that team. And then obviously Jalen Brown's a great two option. But going back to a little bit of surprise, because you did say Embiid, I'm a little surprised 76ers. I thought they were going to be a little stronger out the gate.
Right.
I'm sure that they can, you know, pick it up maybe eventually.
And they just lost Maxey for a little bit, and obviously Harden's been out. But, I mean, that's going to be the never-ending story for Embiid, is like guys around him not playing.
Correct.
And he doesn't play every game either, to be fair.
He doesn't.
But today I was reading there some rumors of Tobias Harris on the trading block, because, like, really, who else do you trade on that team?
Yeah, you don't have anybody else.
Yeah.
Those are so interesting, because then I've thought about, like, individual players that have kind of been surprising to me, too. And so you have, even though they're more competitive than I thought they would be. They're definitely obviously not going to be like a play-in team, not a playoff, but the OKC.
Shea.
Alexander.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, he's balling.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I should have talked about that last week, because he is, like, his numbers right now are out of this world. Like 31 MVP points per game. Yeah.
Yeah. Shea Alexander is just straight balling. I think they got a good future, though, OKC.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they lose Chet for the whole year, and I don't think Chet's going to be great, but he's going to be something. But then they also have Giddy, Dort. Like, they have some guys that can play, so they just need to build around that. Like, the interesting thing is, like, all the teams that we thought, and obviously it's still early, like, we're a month in, you know? Huh? A little over a month, I should say, but all the teams we thought would be tanking to try to get Wembanyama are not. Like you said, you brought it up, Utah number one in the West. Even in the Indiana is playing well. Halliburton is hooping.
He's hooping.
Man, him getting out of Sacramento was great for him. And apparently, you know, Sacramento's looking all right too. But right now, if you look at the two worst teams in the league, it's Houston and Detroit. And I'm kind of surprised by both of those. I didn't think either one were going to be great.
But not the worst, especially. Yeah. I think especially not Detroit for me. I don't know why I thought Detroit was.
Yeah. I was more leaning towards teams like Charlotte, obviously Utah before the season, and San Antonio. But San Antonio is hovering right there, though. They've only won six games, but it'll be interesting to see how the year shakes out. We'll know a lot more. It always seems like around Christmas time or shortly after Christmas, we get a better idea of.
So true.
Who's real and who's phony and who's fake, like Jadakiss and OJ the Juice Man said.
Exactly. What I would like to do, not today, it's too early and obviously takes some time, but I always like getting your thoughts on all-stars. Who's going to be an all-star? Maybe that first-year all-star guy, you know?
You know who I thought would be, and I mentioned this last week, and he just got hurt about at least 2 to 3 weeks, is Desmond Bane.
Yes.
He's really picked it up. I mean, Shea will be an all-star. But yeah, I'd have to look at some other possible first-timers. But yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting year so far. Like you said, it's early, but I always feel like once you're in like 20, 25 games, you kind of get a real good read on what's going to happen. Obviously, aside of injuries and things like that, but you kind of see what kind of team they are. But we'll get a better understanding. Yeah. Once we get closer to that midway all-star point time, but
yeah,
so far for sure.
So many teams that were like, you know, Indiana doing well, Washington doing well. Like, it's just a weird time.
It really is. What do you feel like overall about, okay, because you said Desmond Bane, what do you feel overall about Memphis? Like, do you think Memphis could like really crack that, like they say, that glass ceiling, get to that next level?
I think
you have Ja, you know,
yeah, I think they can. Their issue is health. So is Jaren Jackson Jr. coming back, Desmond Bane needs to be healthy, Dylan Brooks, Ja Morant. If those guys are healthy, I would say like they can be very dangerous. I also love Steven Adams for him. Like, obviously he doesn't get a ton of points, but he's like that dude underneath and kind of
enforcer in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the guys that they drafted are all looking pretty good. So yeah, I think they can be. It just comes down to health with them.
It's true. How do you? I was going to ask you, how do you feel about it, Cleveland?
Oh, I love Cleveland.
I really like Cleveland
too. Yeah, I mean, you brought up MVP stuff, and for a minute there, I would have said Donovan Mitchell through the first couple of weeks because he was just hooping. And then obviously his numbers come down a little bit with Garland coming back, but good. I mean, they have three guys. I mean, you know, you got Garland and Mitchell, both relatively smaller guards, but Mitchell's wingspan is pretty decent. Same with Garland.
It's nuts. Yeah,
but then you have Jared Allen behind him, Evan Mobley, to help on deep. Like, they're just a good team. So I'm excited to see what they do. I mean, the top of the East, right now Atlanta's there. I don't know if I consider Atlanta the number three. I would probably put Cleveland three, Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland. But yeah, it's going to be fun. And then who knows what the hell happens with Brooklyn. I don't think you can ever count out a Kevin Durant team
and a Kyrie.
Yeah. But it's like, if they could just play and maybe one move, you know, one trade, I don't know what that looks like, but yeah, you just can't count out Kevin Durant.
You can't. I still, in a ways, am kind of baffled to think that they haven't done anything as far as getting close to playing for a championship these last few years. Obviously, since he's been there, there's always been something. Obviously, he was hurt. Everybody knows.
Yeah. And the foot on the line, all that.
Correct, foot on the line. So it's but they definitely have talent.
I think the biggest thing is just them all playing. Like, correct, not having Kyrie really hurt them. And then even when they did have him, it was part time, you know? Because there's no doubt, like, him, I don't know if they're trying to think off the top of my head, if there's ever been a player his size that was better at getting his shots and better at getting to the cup. Like, the only guy I can think of that maybe was Allen Iverson, but Kyrie just is different.
Yeah, he gets those spots, no problem.
Yeah.
Puts in, finishing up around the basket.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
There's few like him. Okay. Yep. Well, we definitely got some surprises.
Yeah. Which
obviously then leads to us thinking, who's going to be in the finals?
Right. I mean, I have my thoughts, but I'd love to hear yours.
Okay.
We'll say, who do you got out of the East?
Out of the East. And this is where it gets tough because I'm thinking logically, I'm really just thinking it's going to either be the Bucks or the Celtics.
Yeah.
Is who I have. I'm gonna go ahead and say, can Boston do two back to back after this? I'm gonna say Bucks just to be safe. I think
okay.
the Bucks are gonna be at the finals. I wouldn't be surprised if Boston, but I'm gonna give it to the Bucks. If Boston does it, I'll be like, wow, these guys went through a whole bunch of crap and they're really ready. But I'm gonna say Bucks because Giannis and the rest of the team, I feel like they're a well-oiled machine by this point.
Yeah, once Middleton comes back too. Yeah,
exactly. Middleton's not even playing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna say Bucks out of the East. Who do you have East?
Yeah, I was gonna go Bucks too. I was hoping you were gonna say Boston.
But like I'm saying, Boston, I'm not gonna call it a sleeper because I wouldn't be shocked. It's just I feel like Bucks have that one extra, you know, gear to go, especially Giannis right now. I think for me, I love LeBron, obviously, but hands down, I think Giannis is probably the best guy in the league right now.
Yeah. My God, did you see that shit after the Philly game?
What happened?
So Giannis had missed a bunch of free throws.
I saw the end where, he missed a shitload of free throws that night.
And Montrez, so after the game, everyone's out of the stadium. Giannis goes out there to shoot free throws.
Uh-huh.
And Montrez comes out and takes the ball away. And he's like, this isn't Milwaukee. He tells him to leave because it was in Philly.
Gotcha.
And Giannis was pissed. And I would be too. Be like, get the fuck, what are you doing now, Montrez Harrell? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope. I mean, I'm going to watch the next time they play each other, but I hope they meet in the playoffs. I would love that. I would love to see that.
I would too.
I would go Milwaukee as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. Jason Tatum could make it happen, but I think if Middleton comes back and he stays healthy, Milwaukee, Giannis and him, it's just
Yeah, because what was it this last? What did they go to, like six or seven games with Milwaukee?
Yeah,
this last season, right?
Yeah,
to make it past, and what happened? That's where Middleton got hurt.
That's where he got hurt. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, if I think if he's there, they make it. So yeah, I got the Bucks. Obviously, I got to give you one for the West. Listen, being completely honest.
Ooh, okay, here we go. Don't do it.
It's early.
Don't do it.
I'm like, Lakers, nah.
Yeah.
Listen, to be completely honest, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a repeat of a couple years ago. It's the Suns.
I know. Isn't it weird that they look good?
They look
good. With all the shit that's gone on this offseason.
And I didn't expect them to look this good. Because I'm trying to look at all these other teams. I could see Golden State. I would like to see a Golden State versus Bucks. That'd be kind of fun.
To
see that. This one to me is really hard. Because, okay, if Clippers get all their stuff together, sometimes I think Clippers. But I'm so shocked about Kawhi, like, all the damn time. Like,
yeah,
he's hurt. So I'm going to just go conservative route. I'm going to say the Suns. I'm going to say Suns and Bucks, even though I would love to see Memphis there. But I'm like, are they going to be able to stay healthy? Clippers, even though they've been promising forever championship, I don't see it happening for them. Even getting there. Cinderella story would be the Jazz in the finals, but let's be
God. Real. Can you imagine?
I'll tell you what, the Jazz winning championship this year, I'm a fan. Like, automatically. Like, I'm like, this shit was.
You're dropping the Knicks.
I'm dropping the Knicks officially.
Oh man,
it only took like 20 years, but
yeah, so, it only took for the team to win a championship.
So yeah, I'm gonna stay conservative. I'm gonna say the Suns. I could see them back in the finals or the Warriors, but since the Warriors are doing so bad right now, let's go. And the Suns have laid the smackdown on them twice on goals. Yeah. So I'm going to say Suns. Who do you got?
I like the Suns. I like Memphis.
Give me someone else. Who
you got? I got someone else for you. The biggest question with Memphis is the health. I think if they stay healthy, they could do it. Now, here's my sleeper.
Okay.
So before the season started, I picked the Clippers, right? Thinking Kawhi is back. They got John Wall. Well, Kawhi has played four games. And
PG is balling.
Oh, Paul George is. I love, bro. Paul George's game. Yeah, it's like.
Cool. It's silky.
It's like pouring a cup of water.
It is.
You know what I mean? And it just fills to the top. Perfect.
Fills to the top. Perfect.
Yeah. But here's my sleeper, bro. This is something that I think they could do it with the players they have in place now. They have so much talent. They're very deep. You ready for this?
Oh, who you got?
New Orleans Pelicans.
You think they can make it all the way to the finals?
Zion, Ingram, CJ McCollum.
That's a sleeper for sure. But
it is. Valanciunas, right, Herb Jones.
Herb Jones. I like Herb Jones.
Herb Jones is a dude that doesn't even need to score to affect a whole game.
Yeah. Same with Alvarado. I love him.
Yeah, Alvarado's a... I mean, it's oversaid, but he's a fucking dog.
He's a dog, yeah.
Trey Murphy just doesn't seem to miss three-pointers.
He doesn't. He's good. He's good.
You're
right. They honestly, I think they're constructed. They have everything that they need to go that far. Which, once again, I guess it's kind of like Memphis. It's the health, right?
The health is the biggest question. And I think you can say that about... I guess minus the Jazz, you can say that about every team in the West. Like, when you look at these standings and you look at potential, right? Like, obviously the Jazz, if Markkanen gets hurt, that's tough for them. But the thing about Utah is, and I've said it a bunch of times on here and on the Jazz Nation pod, is just like the way that they spread the ball, and there's one guy that has to score. Like, so I think if they lost Markkanen for a couple of games, it wouldn't be a huge deal. Like, if they lost him for the season, they'd be able to figure it out. I think Conley's down for a little bit. I haven't seen the update on that, but.
That's a solid pick. The Pelicans.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's interesting right now because we're only like, I think all teams have played around like 15 to 17, maybe 18 games.
Yeah.
But if you look at it in the West, like the top eight teams, they all separated by like two games.
Yeah.
From like eighth to first. So it's obviously that's going to change here. But if they all stay consistent, then it's only going to be a few games that's going to be determining, all these seats. So,
right. Yeah. All right. Well,
so
I like
that's
that.
What we're going to go with? You going New Orleans versus Bucks?
New Orleans, Bucks, Zion, Giannis.
So who Ingram, you got?
Middleton.
How many games are who winning?
I'd go with the Bucks. It'd be one of those things where it's like, the Pelicans get there and it's just like, wow, like the Bucks just kind of are too much. You know, I'd go six games, Bucks. Giannis gets his you know, another ship to add to his legacy, finals MVP. I just love that dude, man. There's not a, I can't imagine there's anybody in the league that hates him.
He just seems like a good, he seems like a good dude that sticks to, you know, handling business, obviously.
Yeah, hooping and dad jokes. I mean, what more do you need from a human being?
I don't know if this is even possible, but he's like the term, like quietly, he's quietly building a resume of being one of the best ever.
Ever.
Like not even a resume of like, oh, he was a good NBA player or like a Hall of Fame career. He's building quietly a resume of being like one of the greats, which to me is insane because obviously he's got the championship. He's got the two MVPs, you know, first team. Right. He's got that year where he was MVP and defensive player, which is Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon. Just all this type of stuff that you're just like, that is, when it's all looked back, you're like, damn, that's a whole lot of shit that you did.
Yeah. And what's even crazier, he's 27.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. He's entering the prime now.
That's terrifying for everyone else in the NBA.
And I like how he's now kind of like, even though he knows he's not a shooter, like he's not scared to let it fly.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And eventually that just starts getting a little bit more consistent. But you'll see him take that 15 to 18 foot jumper and then sometimes these threes. And he just he looks like he's confident. And then he's like, ah, F it, whatever's if I miss, I miss. But yeah, Giannis, definitely a great player, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of Giannis, we're going to wrap up NBA talk. You know that Giannis is a big professional wrestling fan, right?
Yep.
You get to see the Bucks before games beating up on each other,
drops and
elbows, getting the other team's mascots and like dropping rock bottoms and people's elbows on them. So let's do this. It's that time of year.
Let's do it
for all wrestling fans. There, it's the Survivor Series. And it's this Saturday. It used to, originally Survivor Series was actually Thanksgiving night. And I think that lasted for about 4 years. And then they moved it to the Sunday after Thanksgiving. But Survivor Series, traditionally, the first couple of Survivor Series was each match was a team of four going up against a team of four.
Was it a team of four and then it changed to five?
Maybe it was. Let me double check.
Because I know for many years it was five. Like once I started, like in the early 2000s, maybe to 2010 ish, whatever, they'd have like five. I want to say it's five. Call me, call me out if I'm wrong.
Call you a historian. So originally it was one, two, three. Oh no, you're right. Five. Jesus. See,
that's why I'm here, man.
Okay. Well, then that helps us. We'll change what we're gonna do here in a minute slightly, but
yes, Survivor Series though. Yeah, keep talking.
So five wrestlers on each team, and then essentially the survivors. So you would either be pinfall or tap out, counted out. The survivors from each team would then go to the very end to crown the ultimate survivor. And there would be two teams, generally the good guys, the bad guys, and you would see who would go home as the ultimate survivor. Something that was very fun, something I always loved. WWE kind of got away from it. Those traditional Survivor Series matches where they just kind of would have one as a throwaway. This year, are you still watching the product quite a bit, or where are you at with wrestling now?
I'm personally just kind of keeping up, obviously, through just reading about it. Every once in a while, I'll turn it on, you know, to actually watch stuff.
Yeah.
But definitely not to the level of
where we were,
to every single show, you know, growing up or even, you know, in my early 20s. But definitely, like, I'll have a grasp of what's going on, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I think you should watch Survivor Series. So they're bringing back War Games, which was a very popular WCW type of match where there's two cages or two rings wrapped in a cage, and it's 5-on-5, and I think it's going to be really good. There's going to be a men's and a women's. War Games match. I'm pretty hyped for it. I think wrestling right now is as good as it's been in a long time. So for that's just a PSA for those. And I know some people don't like wrestling. So we're going to be talking about this for about 10, 15 minutes. You know, then we can just, you can fast forward if you'd like, or you might learn something, or you might be like, hey, I'm going to check it out. And then you become a wrestling fan like me and Sabah here. So what we're going to do, we are going to draft our Survivor Series team. So it's me as a captain of one team, you as the other. We'd have to come up with some storyline, like you and I did a show together and we had a falling out. And so we said, I'll see you at Survivor Series, your team, my team. And then we got to get people to join us. Now, what we got to figure out here, I'm assuming one of us has to be the heel. One of us is the baby face. And for those that don't understand what that is, a heel is the bad guy. The baby face is the good guy.
Correct.
I don't think I know anybody who's ever disliked you.
But I'll be a heel.
You want to be the heel?
I'll be the heel.
Okay. All right. So the way this is going to work, we're the captains. And thank you for reminding me it's four people.
Yeah.
There are five people on each team. So
I did have a question for you, but
yeah,
but we just get to this because I kind of wanted to hear, even though it's hard to pick, what's like your favorite Survivor Series moment or match?
Oh.
It's tough because it's a really for people obviously that don't know, and for the ones that do, obviously Survivor Series is one of the big events that WWE has. Like it's one of the four, you know, big pay-per-views. And I want to say I think it's like the second longest running one.
Yeah.
I think it's actually WrestleMania, then Survivor Series, and then
the Rumble
after have been the oldest, and SummerSlam being that fourth one. But there's obviously tons of great matches, like you explained, you know, you team versus team, you know, whatever it is, but I have a moment in mind. I wanted to see what your moment was. So
let me think for a minute. What's yours?
So mine, and there's a lot of great matches, but one of my favorite matches all time was the 2001 Survivor Series. It's Team WWE versus Team Alliance.
Oh,
so that's okay. Like that time. Obviously we know that, you know, and, you know, behind the camera, WWE had bought WCW and ECW. There was like some sort of, I don't know if it was like a merger or something.
Yeah.
But on camera, it was, you know, WCW and ECW teamed up and they came in to invade WWE and take over. And it all basically culminated at the end of that Survivor Series. I remember watching it. So this is like 2001, November. I must have been 12 years old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
12 at the time. And you had... Team Alliance was Stone Cold, Booker T, Shane O'Mac, Kurt Angle, and RVD, because both Stone Cold and Kurt betrayed the WWE and went on over to Alliance, which
told is crazy
a story. Yeah, yeah, crazy story. Booker T, who obviously was the champion that came on over, you know, five-time WCW CW champion, sucker. And then on the WWE side, which at the time was WWF before the, you know, the name change, you had none other than The Rock, Chris Jericho, Big Show, Kane, and Undertaker. And it was a really good match overall. And the winner, it ends up being The Rock is the last person standing, and he pins Stone Cold, which that in itself was like a storyline because obviously they've had a rivalry for so long, and he had you know, Stone Cold's beat him at WrestleMania twice at this point. So cool ass match. The interesting thing was that The Rock was holding the WCW title as a WWE guy, and Stone Cold was holding the WWF WWE title, being on the Alliance side.
So
that's probably my favorite match all time, because at least at that time, at 12 years old, I truly was understanding, you know, as much wrestling as I could basically at that time. So I was like, man, this shit, I love it. But that's just my moment. So
I try to think back to all the different. Yeah, there's a bunch. Traditional Survivor Series matches. I mean, there's a lot that were fun, but if I think of just a Survivor Series match that kind of sticks out.
There's some good one-on-ones. Yeah, there's tons of good ones.
Yeah, I think it was after. So it's Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Bret Hart after the. It would have been after the WrestleMania where Stone Cold had essentially bled out.
Yeah, bled out.
That match that they had at Survivor Series kind of it didn't really like, it not necessarily ended the feud, their feud, but in a kind of way, it kind of did, you know? Because from there, you kind of get Sean in the mix a little bit more for both of them, really. But I would say that Stone Cold Bret Hart match in 96 was probably one of the better ones. The one thing that I always loved about Survivor Series, and I think it's second to Royal Rumble, is the way that they did, especially as a child, the way they did the art for the posters. They always had cool ass art for Survivor Series matches. Like I think about 97 when it was so simple, but it was like a garage door that was closed and it just had like the shadows of the, like the main guys, which was like Stone Cold. I want to say Bret Hart. Oh, I'm trying to remember the other ones, but it said Gang Rules at the top. I thought that was really cool. That was in Canada, where what happened, if I remember correctly, 97 Survivor Series. Is this not the screw job?
Yep, the screw job.
Yeah, which is the best work of all time. I'm convinced that right before Bret Hart dies, well, Bret Hart won't say it. I think after Bret Hart passes, it'll come out that it was fake.
That it was the biggest work.
Because he's so entrenched in wrestling and kayfabe that he won't ever let it go. But when he passes, they'll be like, yeah, it was fake. I'm like, I fucking knew it. I'm going to tell everybody. Honestly, I'll be in my late 40s.
Yeah, that bro is one of the things that I love most about wrestling. Like that, it just kind of like, it just pulls you in. For somebody that appreciates it, obviously as a kid, that, you know, you look at all this and you're like, oh, these guys are like bigger than life. And you grow up and you actually, you know, you see their athleticism, you see all this, but just kind of like the code that wrestling is, which you're right, like not breaking that maybe that fourth wall, that kayfabe, you know, everything.
Yeah.
But you're telling me it's fake, and literally in my mind, I'm just seeing him do WCW with his fingers spitting at Vince. And you're like, what a work.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best of all time. I'm convinced.
I appreciate you.
They had the documentary, the Bret Hart documentary at the time, you know, Walking with Shadows or whatever it was.
Yep.
And it just so happens that all this shit's going on. It's just too perfect.
Perfect. I'll tell you what, and obviously I'm going off topic now, but this is what happens when we get together. We start talking.
Yeah.
We have to get into one conversation someday, not now, about some of the best like slogans or lines wrestlers have.
Because to
Bret Hart, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. That is one of the hardest, most like, just like simple things to say. That is kind of like, I feel like it encompasses everything. And
oh, no doubt.
It's hard to come back from.
Yeah.
Like, what do you gonna be like? I'm going to beat your ass. And you're like, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best
there ever will be. Like, yeah, exactly.
That is so good.
Yeah, I love that.
Cool, man.
All right, let's get into our draft. So
let's do it.
You're the heel, you said. You wanted to be the heel.
Yeah, so you go first.
So I'll be the baby.
Yeah.
So usually the way that these would start back in the day, it would be they add somebody to their team who – the first person wouldn't be like the top tier star, right? So it's kind of backwards in a sense to
where
you're not going to draft like LeBron. I mean, obviously LeBron James wouldn't be a wrestler, but for people that don't understand, you wouldn't draft LeBron James. You'd be like, oh, give me Kyle Kuzma. And they're
you're
like,
right. What? And then your last pick is always like the shocking one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, the top guy. So you want to try it that way? You want to do it that way?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How we can do it? Okay.
Let's go that way. And for we could do this, and hopefully this doesn't mess you up. Cause a lot of times there would be a tag team in there, right? Uh-huh. So it's us plus four. So we can do three rounds. One will be the kind of not really a jobber, but not a really top tier wrestler.
So do you want to do it like, cause we could throw some rules in. Do you want to draft your first guy, someone that's never been heavyweight champ?
Ooh, there you go. That's good.
That's good. Cause we could do it tiers like that. Cause I didn't even think about that, but that's all good stuff you're saying. How about we do one that's like
tag team guy that was a tag team, but we don't have to draft the tag. We could just do one of the members.
Okay.
Then draft a guy that was never a champion or never heavyweight champion. And then from there, we could just do whatever.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So a tag guy.
Never heavyweight champion. Chances are he was probably IC, you know, Intercontinental. Yeah. Or nice guy. Great guy.
Okay. And then two more.
And then two whatevers at that point, you know, could be, you know, big cool. Dude, whatever.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a big guy in here.
I'm thinking, okay, and the tag guy, it also sounds like, is he potentially not ever a heavyweight champion either?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you'd have to, yeah. All right, so we're going to start with a tag guy first. I'm the good guys, so makes it a little easier. I am going to go with Hawk from the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, Animal and Hawk.
Nice. I like that pick. I'm thinking my tag guy, it's funny because when I think about these people, like I think about them like their ECW, you know, WWE days. Later on, I guess like in TNA, he was a champ. So I don't know, can I do Bubba Ray Dudley? Can I add him?
Sure, sure, yeah.
Bubba Ray, WWE Bubba Ray.
Okay. Yeah, they definitely don't.
That era guy.
Yeah. Ooh, Hawk against Bubba Ray. Just
I know that seems like a good, like just as a chair would say, a good slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker, 100% what I was going to say. All right. So never WWE champ.
If or I was the champ anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Never ever anywhere. Okay. Nope. Got to change mine real quick.
Not anywhere. I guess not WCW, WWE, I guess. Right. Or ECW.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Maybe he was a heavyweight champ in New Japan. I don't know.
That's true. Well, no. Okay.
Who cares? We don't know that much about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think if I'm going with someone who was never champ.
Don't take my guy. Oh my God.
It's so much easier. I need to fact check something right here. I'm just gonna say this while I fact check. But it's so much easier to go with someone. It's like, oh, never champ in WWE, and then you got to look up WCW, right?
Because I wanted, and I knew this, but like one of the guys I always liked is Farouk Ron Simmons, but he was a WCW champ in '92.
Yeah, yep. And the guy I just looked up was definitely a WCW champ. So
was it
Scott Hall?
He was champ at WCW.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Heavyweight.
Yeah.
When was that? No. Come on, that's got to be wrong. Where'd you look that up?
I just Googled it.
Heavyweight champion? I think that's wrong, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that. Yep. This is great podcasting, by the way. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Razor Ramon.
That's a great pick. Oof. That's a great pick.
Thank you. I knew who I would take if I was a heel, 100%. But it was hard for me, the baby.
To pass him off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guy that was never champ. And he's great at everything.
Yeah.
Anything that he does, he's literally perfect.
Ah, that's where
Mr.
I would go.
Perfect.
There you go.
Oof. Mr. Perfect. I'm literally jotting these down right now.
Yeah, me too. I'm writing them with you.
I have like a list of names here that I'm hopefully now you don't take none of my good guys.
Yeah. Okay, well. Now we have two others, right? We're going to have, these guys can be whomever.
Whomever, yep.
I think with me, my heart, when I first fell in love with wrestling as a, you know, 4-year-old kid, which is crazy because my son's 4. I think about like the guys that I was drawn to. Mm-hmm. And there was 3 of them. And as you get older, you start to learn more about wrestlers and what they had done prior to and who was really respected and who wasn't. So I got to take, outside of maybe The Undertaker, the most respected, important person, maybe in the history of wrestling. I'm just going to say it. That man would be Andre the Giant.
Wow.
Now you could say, hey, he was a heel. Well, he was only a heel like the last like 4 years of his career.
Hey, plus he's a lovable guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going with Andre. Now we got a big ass guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he sends you over to that corner and he kind of holds you for a sec, you know?
Change the course of this. You change the course for sure.
Perfect.
Of where I was going. Because I had some other stuff I want to do, but I have to address this giant in the ring now.
The size, yeah.
So, sure, I can go big man for big man and do a big show in there.
Yeah.
But even though he's not going to be as big, I think Andre's size can somewhat get simmered down by this man's violence.
Oh.
You know? At one point, he was the next big thing, and he brought the pain every single time.
Wow.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. You got to have this dude.
Wow. Okay.
And I wanted to pick someone else, which sucks, and hopefully you don't pick him, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God, Brock.
Because Brock, the thing is, like, he's a big dude, but he's also agile. You know, he's violent.
Yeah.
We need the guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Last pick. Here we go. I talked about people that wrestlers that I fell in love with that attracted me to watching wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And I was entrenched in learning more about them, following their careers. Like, obviously, with Andre, I had to go back and do research, you know, when I got older, right. Once the internet became more plentiful, right? Or I'd get books from the library and
Correct.
Go through them. There's a guy who was around for years that was one of my favorites. And then I stopped watching wrestling, right? Wow. Kind of got out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I was in high school, was playing ball, just couldn't keep up with it. And then when this guy came back, I want to say 09 ish. I was like, oh, I'll check it out. I'll get the pay-per-view. Went back then, it wasn't on any app. You got the pay-per-view for $60, which was crazy.
You really think about it at that time?
That's a lot. Like
the few pay-per-views I got, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Doesn't really make a lot of sense now. Now you're paying, what, a little over $100 for every pay-per-view through the whole year? And awesome shows? Anyways, Peacock is where you watch the pay-per-views if people don't know. I got to go with my guy, maybe the biggest star in the world, possibly, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Shit. That was my pick, man. Okay. I love The Rock, so shout out to The Rock, you know?
Yeah. And the thing about him, he's great as a baby, great as a heel, but you know what? I got him. I'm glad Andre threw you for a loop, so you had to get someone bigger.
I had to get someone bigger. Okay, well, damn, that was... I wanted to pick him as my third, but I was like, man, I have to dress this dude. Now you got The Rock, which is my guy. I love The Rock. But you know what?
Ooh.
I think you have to match The Rock's excitement, electricity, star power.
Oh.
And maybe he's not obviously what The Rock is outside the ring.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about a few people that just go back and forth. And I want to go classic. I want to go someone from the past.
Ooh,
okay. But we've seen this in present day, and he might not be The Rock, but he sure is right now the voice of Honda, John Cena.
Oh, has John Cena ever been a heel though?
Yes, Doctor of Thugonomics.
Okay.
But when he barely started wrestling, he was like the prototype, and Kurt Angle like beat the crap out of him, and everybody had respect for him.
Yeah, and he gets booed. He gets booed a lot anyway.
Yeah, he started getting booed at that time, and then he turned into the Doctor of Thugonomics when he started wrestling the heel for 2 years.
Man.
And then he became babyface when he won the championship in 05, and then people started like kind of just hating that character after a while because he was like a goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
That good boy, and he started getting booed and stuff. So, okay.
Poof.
But John Cena it is. But...
Yeah. Man,
I did want to throw something out there.
Yeah.
And you tell me. So there's four people. Obviously, it's us. And listen, I like you too much that if they had to tag me in and it's you and I can't swing at you. So I'm saying, how about we're the managers and we add another person?
That's
good.
I'm
just saying, we're the managers.
Team Saba, Team
Wonder. Exactly.
Ooh.
Team Brothers versus Team Zuniga. I'm just saying, we're the
a wild card pick to end it.
We didn't even think about that. We're just coming out with our teams.
Maybe we both fake an injury and say we can't wrestle, so we need to add somebody.
I like it.
All right. We'll do it. I'm going to let you have the pick first since it was your idea.
Okay. And that's where you messed up.
Oh, that's where you done messed up, Aaron.
this guy right here, I think he's definitely been a heel in his career. He's such a heel that he's lovable, that you love him. A lot of people, I think, would agree that he's the best character of all time.
Oh, no.
And he can go to that dark place if needed.
Oh, wait.
And he could raise back up.
Oh.
So none other than The Undertaker.
Oh, my God.
The Undertaker.
God. Undertaker. Okay.
That's a good one. Who do you got? Last pick of the show. This is it.
So I have two in mind right now.
Ooh.
Two guys in mind, and I think I have to go with one because I want to put this out for a vote for people to vote on.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah, yeah.
And then the loser can buy the winner a turkey leg or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So I think there's only one answer for me. And I go back and forth with two people. But if I'm going to be honest with myself, if I'm going to, you know, find a way to win, I think I have to go here.
Oh, I knew it.
That's where I thought you were going when you said at the beginning of Undertaker. So I got to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's a great one.
He's still fit, still putting up workout videos on Instagram. Throw back a couple of beers. Him and Andre would get wasted after. Facts. We'd have to keep Razor away from all that.
Yep. Can't have him there.
Okay, so here we go. Let's recap these teams. Team Saba, we have Undertaker.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yeah. No, you go ahead. You introduce your team. Yeah.
Bubba Ray Dudley. Mr. Perfect. Oof. For pennies. Brock Lesnar, John Cena, and The Undertaker.
Oh, my God. Team Wonder, we have Hawk of the Legion of Doom or Road Warriors, depending on what you watch. Uh-huh. Razor Ramon.
Nice.
Andre the Giant, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
When it's all said and done, you have the two biggest stars ever. And, I don't know, but I want my team to win, but in the famous words of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Stone Cold said, so that's a good, I do want to see the results on this, and I would love, obviously, to even think in my mind, how does this match even go down?
Yeah.
Like, who gets the pin? Who's the last man standing?
Yeah. Right?
On your side, it's The Rock or Stone Cold, one of them two. Now, I'm hoping maybe their feud implodes. Somewhere, somehow.
You know, and that's what I'm thinking about. Taker, Lesnar.
Yeah.
Maybe on your side. Cena, Lesnar. You know?
Cena, Lesnar.
Yeah.
I'm hoping cool heads can prevail. So maybe Mr. Perfect can talk to them. Maybe.
Hey,
calm down.
There you go. I like it.
That was good. I had fun with that.
I'll put it up for a vote, and we'll see where it goes. Lastly, we did this last year, but I think people liked it. Fun. So we're going to run through this. We're going to do a Thanksgiving meal draft. We get the main dish, two sides, dessert, and a drink. Okay. Whatever kind of drink you like. So, obviously this is not going to be like the Survivor Series draft where we go from least to most exciting. You got to start with the main dish. You're my guest. Now, here's the thing. You could say just turkey, right? Turkey. I need to know what you're putting on there. How's it cooked? Is it fried? Is it in the roaster? Do you put it in the oven? What are we doing? And then the sides, dessert, drink. So go ahead. You go first. Main dish.
Main dish. Obviously, we're going turkey. We love a good turkey. So this turkey is going to be a minimum at 20 pounds. Minimum.
Oof.
That's okay. Where we're sitting at because we love the turkey. And my mother actually makes it. And somehow, some way, it stays moist.
Yeah.
This one, This one, I know some people are like, oh, turkey's too dry. No, not this one. It's moist.
Yeah.
And this one actually goes into the oven. My parents have this oven that you could do. It's kind of like, it does like an air fryer type thing inside the oven. It's like,
oh,
the
same, yeah,
oven. It's, I don't know how that magic works, but it's delicious. When it comes out, you know, it's seasoned properly the way it needs to be. You know, it has some stuffing inside of it, you know, some really, really good stuff. And Seabass is going for one of those turkey legs. They got my name on it.
Oh, 1,000%.
That's how that works. Turkey first. So,
okay. All right. I'm with it. I would say obviously a turkey. It's going to go in the roaster. My mom does. And again, you know, maybe we should have our moms on here to discuss how they cook it. I'm actually hosting this year. And my mom's just going to write down everything I need to do for that turkey.
Nice. You're going to make it.
Yeah. We'll let everyone know how that goes. But I would say turkey, obviously, some extra legs, because there's enough room in that roaster, a couple extra drumsticks.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. My mom always does that. I love a drumstick. You know, the one thing with a turkey drumstick is like those random bones. So you can't just straight up bite into it. You got to cut it. It's a little bit of work, but it's worth the work. It's worth the work. So yeah, I'll go turkey as well. Let's go with our two side dishes. What are you rolling with as your first?
First, got to get the mashed potatoes in there. Buttery mashed potatoes. And there's a couple different ways, but I like the ones that usually we get on Thanksgiving. It's like mashed potatoes, but it's got like skins, like pieces of the skin, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's nice and buttery. Got some herbs on it. It's pretty good. I don't know how it's made, but it's just delicious. It's kind of chunky in a ways. Like it's not the super like mashed up. It's kind of like in between, but it's delicious. I can give you the second one too as well.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
So with the mashed potatoes, since the stuffing's already usually in the turkey, I'm just putting that together. So this is the green bean casserole. I love green bean casserole. Green beans. I don't know how they make it, whatever it's seasoned with. It's just, I don't know how they make none of this stuff, really.
Yeah. So
that's good. Yeah. It's got like some cream in it. I don't know what it is. Like, put into it.
Yeah,
I've had it in the past where it might have, you know, some mushrooms in it or something.
Okay, sure.
It's delicious.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'm a 1,000% a mashed potato guy. Okay. There's like no question about that. I have to have the mashed potatoes. I do from time to time enjoy the ones that you talk about with the skins, but for this, I need something, because it's a bit of work eating turkey, right?
Oh, you're right.
And by the time that the food's already, I've had a drink or two, I've watched some football, I want the least amount of work. And then this year, I'm going to be hosting my wife and I. So I want the least amount of work in eating. So the turkey, I'm putting all the work in the turkey, right? Uh-huh. As far as eating it. So I need those very smooth mashed potatoes, fluffy, just a little bit of butter in there, just the smell, the it's like a cloud from heaven with butter is the only way I can put it. But I'm going to go with those as my number one. This is so hard for me, number two, because there are two that I absolutely love, but one of them is just kind of like, anyone can have it, right? Well, not anyone can have it, but you can get these anywhere. My mom makes these rolls that I love, but I'm not going to say the rolls, even though I eat at least 12 of them. A solid mac and cheese with the breadcrumbs on top, lightly toasted with that topping. Ugh. Good night. Good night. That's what I'm going to go with for number two.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. That's delicious.
Yeah. No doubt. A couple of different cheeses. When it comes out of the oven, you can hear it.
Oh.
Yeah. It sounds like heaven, while the potatoes taste like heaven. It's a lot of heavenly things going in your mouth.
That's true. Okay. So we got next.
Dessert.
What is it? Dessert. Okay. This is where it gets interesting because, see, I might sneak in this. It's not even a dessert, probably. It's just a side.
Okay.
If I can't do it, then I'm doing pumpkin pie. Otherwise, I would say I would do some candied yams. Some yams.
Okay, yeah, you can do that as a dessert.
But I can throw that, even though I'll literally have that next to the turkey.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put it on the same plate. But if I could just throw it in there, I'm doing that. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, so I've never been a big yam guy, but I know there's a big collective of people that love some yams. So that's fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. But yeah, I'm going simple with that. Sweet, delicious.
Okay, just, I'm with it.
Tastes really good. I know I couldn't throw this in here, but I just want to give a quick shout out to the cranberry sauce because I love cranberry sauce. But or what you got?
So it's another thing, and I'm sure a lot of people make this, but I've never seen it anywhere outside of when my mom makes it for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So she calls it cherry crisp. It's very simple.
Ooh, as so far like apple crisp?
As far as the crisp? Ingredients. Could be. So this is basically what it is. In a kind of a pan, you know, like a cake pan or whatever. It's a cherry pie filling. So you get the cherries and it's that delicious, like, I don't know, the filling. I don't know what the hell it actually is. It's just delicious, deliciousness. Cherry and the cherry juice. Not juice. I don't even know. I'm not selling this very well, but it's pie filling, essentially. Brown sugar on top. There's some cinnamon, some nutmeg up there. And you just bake it. Yep. And the top gets very crispy.
Yep, that crust is delicious.
Ah, it's so fucking good. So, my mom's cherry crisp is what the dessert will be.
That one is so good that I haven't had it in cherry, but it's basically the same when people do like when like kind of like a peach one or an
apple yeah.
crisp. So it's the same thing. It's just like that top layer.
Yeah.
Like obviously it gets really crusty, super sweet, sugary, but then you get that like that filling of inside of the actual fruit. It's just a really good combination. And if you want to go wild, put some vanilla ice cream on top of that. And it's,
you know, I've heard. I've never done that, but I might try it this year. We'll see. Yeah. Hell yeah. Lastly, what are we drinking? You only get one. I mean, obviously, okay, yeah, there's water. Okay, people can have water. You got to drink your water. But yeah, go ahead.
So one thing to drink. I'm simple because I can't have too much. So I do love water, but I love me some cider that day.
Okay.
I'll have some cider that day.
Okay. Like what's some alcohol? Apple. Or are you just having regular cider?
Maybe a little bit of alcohol. One of my sisters, she loves it. So she'll get some of that cider that's spiked, you know, but you know me. So the thing is like, I can't have too many drinks and I'm trying to
enjoy my food. I know you can't know you.
A couple of drinks and turkey. That's why I need that 4-day weekend.
Yeah. For real.
But yeah, I'm doing a little spiked cider. Why not? You know, like you said, we're hanging out, watching maybe some TV, there's some sports.
Yeah. And, Survivor series on Saturday. You don't got shit to do Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where I'm going. What do you got?
So this is just strictly for me, right? Like this is what I love around this time of year. And I actually need to find my way to the liquor store to buy it because here in Utah, you can't buy it at the regular store. I love Red Rocks Griswold beer.
Nice.
You only need like one to two, you know, you don't want to be sloppy at Thanksgiving by any means. But I would go with a Griswold. It's just one of my favorite holiday time beers. And usually I start that off on Thanksgiving. Okay. So yeah, I'd go with the Griswold. I know a lot of people don't like it, but it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, is it holiday? Yeah. All right. Well, got to grab a Griswold or two. And I know a lot of my, you know, steady Rob, a lot of those guys fuck with the Griswolds around this time of year.
I've never tried it. Got to try it sometime.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd have a little bit. I know you, brother. You would have a little bit, but
just a little bit. I'm
yeah.
Good. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that's about it, man. Other than obviously we have the World Cup. I don't believe.
I'm watching.
Huh?
I watch it. Like I'm not huge into soccer, anybody that knows me, but World Cup time, I definitely stay up to date. My as you know, my family, my parents are originally from Colombia. So my dad's a big Colombian soccer fan. They didn't make it this year, so my dad, he goes Colombia, he goes USA.
they're saying this is one of the best teams USA's ever had on the men's side. So, you know, we'll check that out. But we understand that they're not the dominant ones in this competition. So,
right. Yeah, for sure. All right, brother. Well, thank you. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy maybe, depending on what's going on at this household. And we're not all still coughing, which we shouldn't be, because we have Thanksgiving and we're not going to be coughing during Thanksgiving. Maybe you and I can get together and watch some Survivor Series if you have nothing going on.
Yeah, you let me know, man. You let me know. I'm excited.
Cool. All right, bro. Well, thank you very much, Seba. It was good catching up. I wanted the people to hear you on the holiday, some of the original Will Wonder Pod family.
Appreciate you, man.
Perfect, bro. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Peace. Hey, thank you all so much for listening this week. Enjoy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for all of you for supporting the podcast, listening, checking in all the time. Follow the pod on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter, as long as it's still around. You know what I mean? And you hear things and then you hear other things. Anyways, on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. Again, enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time off of work. If you don't have time off of work, if you're working retail, what have you, I did it for years. So shout out to you for just putting that time in, essentially keeping the economy going while other people are off of work. I know it sucks not being with family. I get it. But I mean, at the end of the day, at some point you can make a job change. I did. Thank God. And that's not shitting on anyone who still works retail. Shout out to my boy Chacon, who does very well at it. But I couldn't do it anymore. I'll quit rambling now. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Much love to all of you. Peace.
Please subscribe, write, and review. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Peace out.